Well, good morning. Beautiful morning. I hope you've got Out of the Depths liturgy, which I think must have been written for the passage that we've got this morning. So let's start with the opening sentences. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord, hear my voice. With my whole heart, I want to praise you. O Lord, hear my voice. If you should mark iniquities, who could stand? Who could stand? I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word do I hope. And so let's together say the profession of faith. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when the time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. And our reading this morning is Acts 27, verses 13 to 26, and the title is The Storm. And it can be found on page 1125 in the Pew Bibles. Acts 27, verse 13. They have left, and Paul and the boat full of people have been sailing along when a gentle south wind began to blow. They saw the opportunity, so they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed the lee of a small island called Calder, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure, so the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, because they were afraid they would run aground on the sandbanks of Cyprus. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they'd gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete, and then you would have spared yourself this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" Well, to set this passage in context, I discovered that Jews were not a seafaring people. They had left that mainly to the Egyptians to the south and the Phoenicians to the north. For the Jews, the sea was a monster. They saw the sea as a dark force, a place from which dark powers might emerge. Yes, God had made everything and it was his, but in Job we read, "Am I the sea or the monster of the deep that you put on me under guard?" And in Psalms we read, "Rescue me from the mire, do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me." So of course the men were afraid, very afraid. They were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. They'd already thrown cargo and the ship's tackle overboard, and they had not eaten for days. I'm sure they were well aware long before Paul stood up and told them that they should have taken his advice and waited. But their decision to sail was based on fear, fear that the time of safe travelling was quickly passing. And I'm not really sure they felt any better when Paul said, "I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed." And that was their livelihood anyway. Or when Paul said, "So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." Well, what island was that going to be? So how comforting was all those words? Not much, perhaps, initially, but it is the pivotal point in the story. It is where hope enters. They have watched Paul break bread and pray to his God, and they recognise that none of them have been lost in the storm. Here was hope. Hope in a God who has already sustained and saved them through this most awful of storms, with Paul's promise that God will continue to look after them and that no one be lost at sea. Paul had a firm promise and command. He knew he would testify at Rome, but there was no promise about a safe journey there. We also have Christ's ultimate promise, the promise of a home in heaven and eternal life. But I'm sure we will all travel through a storm or two on the way. Whether that storm is actually weather-related or if it is a storm of the life variety, when we feel a sense of chaos or out of depth or just lost, we need to remember we too have the same anchor Paul had. We too can look to Christ and trust his word and lean on his promises and continue in his service, knowing that we have a safe harbour ahead of us. So if we turn to the sheets, we're being asked to prepare ourselves for the day before us, but to bring to God our concerns for today, to bring to God the people of today, and to pray for ourselves. So if we know anyone who has concerns that they are struggling deeply with, or if you know countries that have concerns that are where life must feel very dark and bleak, perhaps we can just spend some time in prayer. And to finish with a poem by Judy Brown. There's a trough in waves, a low spot, where horizon disappears and only sky and water are our company. And there we lose our way unless we rest, knowing the wave will bring us to its crest again. There we may drown if we let fear hold us in its grip and shake us side by side and leave us flaying, torn, disorientated. But if we rest there in the trough, in silence, being in the low part of the wave, keeping our energy and noticing the shape of things, the flow, then time alone will bring us to another place where we can see horizon, see land again, regain our sense of where we are and where we need to swim. Amen.